Welcome to Module 3, How to Have Performance Conversations, Unlocking the Potential in Others. In this training, this is where I teach you basically how to do a version of what I do for other people for a living, which is to coach. And that's what all leaders ultimately have to learn how to do in order to get the best from their people. So here are the big goals, three big goals for this training. Goal number one. I want you to be able to identify and resolve performance blocks in people. There are four main causes for all underperformance. We'll talk about that. It'll be quite helpful. Number two, second goal is to understand the tools to accelerate performance. Once you've identified them, you can actually accelerate them. And then the last goal for this module is to inspire potential through coaching conversations. That's what coaching is. It's a series of conversations. And I'm going to show you how to do a version of what I do. So to get started, the thing that we have to remember is that we all do something called rendering reality. Remember, we talked about that. That's where we distill reality into something more manageable. We bend, block, bit, and blend data and information that the brain can't seem to process as fast as it needs to. And that rendering causes limits to what we actually see and can't see. And so you remember this little chart here, which is just shows you kind of the four quadrants of the things we can't see and others can't see, things we can see and things others can see. What we're doing in coaching is we're following those yellow arrows. We're moving everything that we can't see as much as humanly possible into the column of everything we can see. And why is that important? Well, the other day, I woke up in the middle of the night and had to do my business, and I walked through a very dark room and I stubbed my toe on a chair, and it made me furious, to say the least. Have you ever been angry at an inanimate object? That was me. I was really furious at a chair. And so what I did is I flipped on my iPhone light and I navigated my way the rest of the way without any hazardous, dangerous, terrible things happening to me. So that was the story. Now, the key ingredient in that story was the light. Actually turning a light on made all the difference in the world for my ability to navigate obstacles. And this is true in life. In life, we have so many obstacles that we can stumble over that we don't even see. And the reason we stumble over them is because we can't see them. And so what we most need desperately in our life is light. Light that makes what is there visible to us so we can make choices about how to navigate them instead of just stumbling through things. So what's the light in the case of our life, not just in my room? In this case, awareness is light. When we become aware of what's happening in our life, that is the light. That's the thing that helps us see so that we don't stumble and trip over things in our life that we don't need to. And this is what coaching ultimately does, is it changes the way we render reality. It helps us see more of reality. We become more aware of reality, and that's what we're after in a lot of this training. Now, there was another thing that happened in the story, which is that when I stubbed my toe on the chair, I became furious with the chair. I suddenly assessed it as a very bad, malevolent, terrible, awful thing, which of course it isn't. And the light, when it was turned on and was revealed what it was that was in front of me and every other object in the room, it had nothing to say about those objects. There was no judgment at all about what those things were. Light simply shows you what is, not whether it's good or bad, neutral or awful. And we are the ones that bring the judgment to whatever it is we see, whatever we become aware of. So this is a really important piece of information, because once we understand that, we realize that judgment actually turns out the light. When we bring judgment, the awareness goes away. Here's what I mean by that. If I have a physical attribute in my body that I am not thrilled about, that I think is awful, terrible, ugly, and no good, let's say I have love handles, which of course I don't. I'm very svelte under this shirt. But if I had love handles, I would not like them at all. I would try to hide them. I would try to hide them from myself and hide them from others. I am effectively trying to bring that reality out of my awareness because it is unpleasant to think about. However, if I have another physical feature, like let's say my hand, and I have no feelings about it one way or another. I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's good. It's just a hand. it is not difficult at all for me to allow that to stay in the light. I have no problem with it being there. I can study it, I can see it, and it doesn't cause any trouble for me. This is why it's so critical that awareness, in its purest form, is non-judging. It's why it's critical that the part of us that brings judgment has to be left out of the conversation. The lack of judgment is what allows the light to stay on and for us to see the obstacles in our way. Because many of the obstacles in our life are actually internal, and they're things that we judge very harshly. We can be really hard on ourselves. So this practice and this process is to lower the judgment. And the reason is because we stay aware. Why is that important? Well, that's important because awareness allows freedom. The more aware we are of what's going on and what governs our behavior, the more we have a choice about what to do about that. In the same way that when I became aware there was a chair there, I had a choice not to hit it. When I can't see it, there's no guarantee I might hit it every time. And so without the awareness, we are effectively slaves or prisoners to our behaviors. And so a lot of the work we're going to do is to bring more and more awareness into your life. And so that's why all of this, it all starts with a mirror. And it starts with a mirror for two reasons. One is because you've got to be able to look in the mirror to see what's really going on inside you without any judgment about what you see, just non-judging awareness. But the second is because what this is really about is actually teaching you how to coach. And the only way you or I could ever meaningfully coach anyone is if I've actually done the work myself. I cannot guide you into an area of the wilderness if I have not been there myself. And so all the things that I'm showing you are things that I do currently that I have gone through and have done and have helped others do. And that's why I can guide. The same is true for you. If you want to guide other people, that's going to have to happen. So this module, get ready. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to the next few videos because it's going to change some things for you.